expensive. But with their sliding scale, your costs are discounted based off your income, regardless of your insurance status. They partner with local pharmacies to give you discounted prices on select medications. The discount program could save you thousands off the cost of your meds. No membership required. Simply get your medications prescribed by a CareArc provider, visit one of their contract pharmacies, and save. At CareArc, they believe healthcare should be affordable. Learn how you can save at CareArc.org.
KVOE News Time, 827. It's Newsmaker 2 time here today. Pastor Paul Meinke joining us to talk about Spartan Fest tomorrow evening.
It is the kickoff for a football season here at Emporia High. Paul, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today, guys. Appreciate it.
Hey, glad to have you on. So I'm assuming that things are ready to rock and roll for Spartan Fest tomorrow.
That's right. We are planning a lot of great things, and we're excited to get the football season rolling along.
Yeah, we are excited, too, to see the Spartans under a brand-new head coach kick off the 2023 campaign at home tomorrow night. So tell us about Spartan Fest, and when will things launch tomorrow, Paul?
Sure. Well, Spartan Fest is one of the biggest fundraisers we have for the Emporia Booster Club. For football, and we try and raise funds so we can feed the boys, because they're always hungry. High school boys do that. They like to eat. And so when we send them on the road and things like that, we want to be able to take care of them in a great way. So what we're doing at 5:15 is when the food line will open, and we'll be located there on campus just to the west of the stadium by Visor Hall, between Visor Hall and the tennis courts. So come on out and bring lawn chairs, just like a tailgate you normally would. Bring some lawn chairs, bring cornhole, bring washer games, and anticipate some fun times. But we will have some music going on. We're going to have the EHS band perform. The cheerleaders will be performing as well along the way. And we have some programming all the way throughout the entire time. So it'll be starting at 5:15. Which is a little early, but that way when you get off work, you can come straight on over. And then we're going to be completely done by 6:30, so everybody can get over to the stadium and see the pregame festivities, watch everybody do the run-through, coming out of the boys, coming out of the helmet, and be there for kickoff and the national anthem and everything. So it should be a great pregame festivity before the game starts, and we take on Pittsburgh. So.
And the way it looks is we'll be able to hear from Coach Glinsman. We'll also be able to hear from Principal Fisher, and even the band and cheerleaders are going to have a little bit of a pit stop there as well.
That's correct. We're going to we had to pivot a little bit. Coach Glinsman is going to – he's actually going to give us some recorded greetings, because game day, I don't know if you ever coached before, game day is crazy. And this being his first game day, it's going to be even more crazy. And having been on the sidelines a few times myself, it is you have all the feels. And this being his first home game, first game on the sideline in Emporia, it's going to be a little chaotic. But he's going to give us some greetings recorded. But Principal Fisher will be there. Dathan is planning to greet everyone. Bo Welch will be there as well. Included in that, he's going to help us do some giveaways. We have signed football from all the boys. The 2023 Spartan football team signed a football. They signed a jersey as well. And then the athletic department is giving away two season tickets for all the home football games. This season as well. So we got some fun giveaway times. And then we have an incredible, very, very talented special MC that will be walking us through by the name of Chuck Sample, who has agreed to help us out. So we appreciate all of Chuck's help as well. So.
I appreciate that, but the praise is a little bit over.
The legendary Chuck Samples.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Good
right.
night. Okay, that's laying it on a little thick. Okay. But I'm glad to do it. I mean, it's going to be a fun night for everybody, and a great way to gather, kick off the Glinsman era, and just get a chance to watch some really cool football coming up tomorrow night.
Yeah. So I really want to stress this, too. This is a community event. It's not just for the high school. It's not just for football. It's a band event, because the band is going to be there playing. It's a cheer event, because the cheerleaders will be performing. we want this to be a full community thing where we get behind our kids. Come and see our high school talent. It's not just football, obviously. There's a lot of talented kids that do a lot of great things at our high school, and we want to be able to showcase that in a lot of different ways. And this is a great way to do that and support them. So we hope that a lot of people will come and be a part of that. It's probably going to be a little warm, but we'll have lots of bottled water. And we have some great sponsors, Lyon County State Bank and the Gazette and Hostess, Walmart. They've all come together and helped us put this all together in a great way. And like I said, we have a lot of fun, great volunteers from the Booster Club that will be helping out. It's going to be a fun night, and it'll be a whirlwind. An hour and 15 minutes is not very long. But we want everybody to come and stay and relax and have fun. It won't be like Arrowhead, so to speak, but we want to kind of make it that kind of feel and have people come and hang out and enjoy the time before kickoff. So,
all right, Spartan home opener, of course, KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM is your home for Emporia High Spartan football. Dylan Sherwood on the play-by-play call, and we'll be following the Spartans all season long, football and basketball, as we normally do right here at KVOE. And as Paul mentioned, you know, raising money to feed the football team on road games, you know, a football team consists of a great number of, you know, hungry young men, so that is no small chore to feed a group at large. You know?
That's right. So they're going to travel with 50 to 65 or so kiddos and staff, you know, the coaching staff and things like that. And so they'll have snacks before the game because they're on the road, and then a little meal afterwards as well. So for Spartan Fest, we're asking for a suggested donation of just $5 per person or $20 per family. We know that, you know, you bring a family of five or six, seven, that can get costly. So just $20 per family. Obviously, if you want to donate a little bit more, that's perfectly fine. But we accept cash, check, or Venmo, so however you choose to pay. And that's why, you know, this is a great way. If our community wants to be a part of that, they can then chip in and help our boys out as well. And it's a great way to come and just have a little fellowship, community time, and a way to kind of be a part of this football program. Coach Glensman is a fantastic man. He's done a ton of work in just 3 months' time. The boys are excited. The attitude around the football program, I've watched a few practices. Actually have a freshman son that's playing, so get to hear a lot of great things that are going on. If you were part of the scrimmage last Saturday, that was a great day. Tons of people came out. And we saw Spartans of all ages that are going to be coming through. And we look forward to great, great things moving forward for the future at the high school. So
what's on that menu again, Paul?
So we'll be grilling up some hot dogs. We'll have chips. Hostess donated all kinds of delectable Twinkies and cupcakes and things that they make as fresh as we can. We picked those up today, and I think they came off the line either yesterday or this morning.
Can't
so
beat that.
They'll be cream incredibly fresh, and then we'll have all kinds of cold bottled water for everybody. So it should be great, and the hot dogs will be hot from Fantasdill. So it's all local stuff. It'll be good stuff, too. So
go Spartans.
We look forward. That's right. It'll be a good night, and
it
hopefully we come out with a W to beat the Purple Dragons.
Boy, that sounds good. Awesome. Paul, anything else we're missing here to this morning before we wrap it up?
No, I just appreciate you guys having us on. We really hope the community comes out and supports our kiddos, our student-athletes, our band, our cheerleaders, and helps us to pull together. We fill the stands up at kickoff time and come out and join us for this great tailgate opportunity.
Well, Paul, keep us posted on how things go and get a hold of us anytime you need to get on, okay?
All right. Appreciate you guys. Thanks so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Paul Meinke joining us. Spartan Fest, big event, kicking off the high school football season tomorrow, Chuck.
Yeah, starting up just after 5 o'clock in the evening at Welch Stadium and going until about 6:30 to 6:35, and then kickoff tomorrow right here on 14 KVU.